Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Welcome to the NBA Daily Ding on The Athletic NBA Show.
Ding, ding!
How about we can just watch basketball?
I like that idea.
Welcome to the Daily Ding. I'm your host, Andrew Schleck. With me tonight, it's my guy, Law Murray, Clippers beat writer for The Athletic. Law, what's up?
Checking in from Chicago, Illinois.
Quick thoughts. Think the Bulls are going to make any big trades before the deadline?
I think they should. But I don't think they will.
Yeah. Let's start in Minnesota, where the Kings win 118 to 111. In overtime, big time De'Aaron Fox game, who put in 32 points, while Trey Lyles helped deliver a big time punch in overtime, scoring 8 of his 11 during free basketball. Law, what did you see from this one?
I saw, first of all, the referees were saved from another sleepless night, because that game probably shouldn't have even gone into overtime. I know there's one team in particular in the NBA that has everybody up in arms about last 2 minute reports and controversial calls, wrong calls, let's be real, but they're not the only team. The Sacramento Kings have been victimized by this multiple times. Yep. Jaden McDaniels, pretty blatant travel. Everybody saw it. Mike Brown saw it. Domantas Sabonis, who had already fouled out by this point, saw it. I'm sure you have more to say about Domantas tonight. But Jaden nailed the three overtime, and then from there, Trey Lyles scored as many points as the Timberwolves. So shout out to Trey Lyles. He was only in there because Domantas had fouled out. And shout out to Mike Brown, like this Kings team. Kevin Huerter had a rough night, and so they went heavy with Malik Monk down the stretch of this game to supplement De'Aaron, and they had just enough offense to get by. Like, Minnesota's been playing really well. Anthony Edwards is scoring 30 every other game pretty much the last 6 weeks. The Kings had overcome a lot on the road, and just another example of how poised and how different this Kings team is than pretty much every team since our teenage years, Andrew.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. Domas in this game, he was getting pretty heated. He thought he was fouled by Gobert. He started losing his mind. He gets teed up, and he thinks, for whatever reason, that he gets thrown out of this game.
I thought he got ejected too.
Yeah, so he's being walked out, and he was not. He turns out not ejected, and he comes back in the game. It felt like a professional wrestling moment of the game when Domas is getting back out there. He's kind of bringing that energy tonight. I just thought that was a hilarious moment. I don't recall that ever happening, at least games that I've watched, where a player thinks they're ejected and then just reemerges from the locker room. But I thought that was hilarious. Man, I thought the T-Wolves really shot themselves in the foot in this game. They missed so many free throws. They missed 12 free throws tonight. They went 13 of 25 from the free throw line, 52%. You just can't do that. And then the turnovers, man. Like, the Kings love to run, and they love to capitalize on turnovers. And the T-Wolves turned over 18 times in this game. And I feel like that combination was just enough for them to just shoot themselves in the foot, because I really thought the T-Wolves played well outside of that. Like, I thought Gobert played well. Obviously, Edwards had a really nice game. They got enough from Jalen Noel off the bench, but in the end, it was honestly like free throws and turnovers, and you know that's how the Kings got away with this one.
Yeah, and that's a throwback to the Timberwolves' issues last year. I mean, the Timberwolves, they don't take care of the ball. They don't have the best shot selection at times. There's still another level for them to get to, but again, overall, I think they've done a really nice job of stabilizing things lately. Ant has a lot to do with that. that dude has another level to get to as well. He can be so much better inside the arc. Like right now, I think big part of Anthony Edwards' hot streak is how well he shoots the three. But if that dude gets a reliable mid-range game, if he just gets more committed to attacking the rim and even then being better at in being in the paint, being at the rim, he's going to get to another level himself. So either way, the Kings beat a really good team, in my opinion. They beat a really good team in difficult circumstances tonight.
Let's move on to Portland, where the Blazers out-duel the Hawks 129-125. Big night from Damian Lillard, 42 points on 21 shots, 6 assists, 2 boards, and 17 of 17 from the free throw line. Law, what a big night from Dame.
Yeah, and he needed all of it. He's the reigning Western Conference Player of the Week. And this was a duel. Damian was going up against not Trae Young, who missed the game due to right ankle soreness, but DeJounte Murray had more than enough. I thought this was a phenomenal game from DeJounte, but the difference was simply Damian had a game himself. DeJounte matched it, but Damian had a bit more help. Jeremy Grant's been really good this year, averaging more than 20 points per game. The jump shot for Jeremy Grant is really what clicks on and makes Portland so dangerous, because you got to worry about Dame. Then you got to worry about, you know, a 6'9 athlete like Jeremy hitting the three ball well, hitting the mid-range well. And then truly the difference, Anthony Simons' defense wasn't really a thing in this game. Both teams obviously safely over 120 points. But down the stretch, Portland, they blew a 10-point lead, but Anthony Simons hits a three from Damian Lillard, a drive from Damian Lillard. That was 5 threes from him. So Atlanta, they needed one more guy to step up. They needed to play perfect. It didn't really happen. John Collins missed free throws. DeJounte Hunter pretty much missed everything. And Bogdan Bogdanovic, he had some clutch free throws down the stretch. He missed. So great job by Dame. 17 of 17 from the line in a 4-point win absolutely matters. And Portland, another one of those teams in the morass of the Western Conference.
Yeah. Yeah, that Simons three with, I think, about 34 seconds left was like a huge, huge difference maker that helped put the Blazers up, and then Dame put it away from the free throw line. But yeah, you got to credit DeJounte, man. Like, what a performance from him. A lot of people are going to talk about Dame, but he had 48-7 with 2 steals. I thought that he was spectacular. 9 of 9 from the free throw line himself.
No turnovers.
He played a masterful game. He played about as perfect as he could have. He just needed a little bit more help. But man, that was really fun. It's really fun to watch him get going. I think he gets a little bit overshadowed. You know, he's played for those kind of mediocre Spurs teams, and now he's playing with Trae Young. I think he could be a guy to have his own team again at some point, but still, you'd like to see he and Trae have a little bit more synergy, but he was great tonight.
Yeah. I think the only thing with DeJounte is when he's playing with Trae, he can hide a little bit. And DeJounte obviously doesn't have the most comfortable three-pointer, but he's worked on his game so much, and I think tonight was a really good showing. I mean, not everyone has NBA TV. I certainly don't have NBA TV in this hotel room, but this was a nice showing for anyone who stayed up late and has certain subscriptions to see what kind of work DeJounte's put into his game. We all know he came into the league defending, but this dude, to make all 9 free throws, to make 5 of 8 threes, and the Hawks are one of the heaviest mid-range teams in the league, and DeJounte's a big part of that too. I mean, the Hawks should be better. They just don't have enough players, which is ironic because part of that is because they picked up DeJounte in the first place. Mm-hmm.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into the one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/theathletic, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/theathletic to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/theathletic.
Paolo Banchero had 29-10 as the Orlando Magic came back from a 21-point first quarter deficit to beat the Sixers 119-109. Mo Wagner had 22 points, and his younger brother Franz put in 19, who stopped a three-game slide and ended the Sixers' seven-game winning streak. Fun fact, it was about 4 years ago that the Sixers traded Markelle Fultz to the Magic, and this is the first time that he has played in Philadelphia since that trade. The Wizards dismantled the Spurs 127-106 in San Antonio. Bradley Beal with 21-7-7. Denny Avdija off the bench, 25 points, 9 boards, going 10 of 12 from the field. In Brooklyn, no LeBron, no Anthony Davis, no Kevin Durant, but Kyrie Irving scores 26 and gets help from Cam Thomas and Patty Mills, who both put in 21 points each. Russell Westbrook with 17, 8-10 off the bench for the Lakers. He passed Gary Payton, moving to 10th place on the career assist list. Law, what'd you see from this one?
The Nets had a 19-point lead in this game and smoked all of it. It was a 26-point turnaround, and I was thinking this was going to be last 2 minute relevant too. But the Nets finished the third quarter on a 10-0 run, and the Lakers really didn't have anything left in the fourth quarter. The Lakers, obviously one of the reasons why LeBron and AD didn't play is because they will be playing in New York Tuesday night national TV game against the Knicks. But we got to see how AD and LeBron look in that game. Obviously, AD just got back from injury, and LeBron is a year 20 guy nursing an injury to his foot. So I think there's a consideration of back-to-back and everything for LeBron, but
sure.
I think we can't take for granted that LeBron is really tough, trying to tough out these injuries and these minutes and this workload for this mediocre Lakers team.
Speaking of blown 20-point leads, the Thunder battle back against the Warriors, but it just wasn't enough as the Warriors win 128-120 in OKC. Steph Curry was just an absolute flamethrower in this one. 38 points, 12 assists. He was 8 of 14 from 3. Big night from Steph. The Mavs beat the Pistons 111-105 in Dallas. Luka Doncic erupts for 53 points on 24 shots. The Mavs had only one other player in double digits, and that was Spencer Dinwiddie with 12. Luka, he just couldn't help himself at the end of this one. He's chirping back and forth with the coaching staff of the Pistons. He just could not help himself there. You could tell the Pistons staff was a little frustrated toward the end of this one, and Luka kind of let him have it a little bit.
Yeah, Luka was soundly outscoring his own team through three quarters. you mentioned one other player for the Mavs in double figures. It took Spencer Dinwiddie 16 shots to get those 12 points. So
yeah.
Spencer didn't even get to double figures until mid fourth quarter. But Luka's 53 means that there have been as many 50-point games this NBA season as all of last year. And when you add Luka's 53 to what DeJounte Murray and Damian Lillard did, that means that there have been 120 40-point games this year, which is all of this, which is more of all of last year as far as 40-point games are concerned.
Wow. 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 Law Murray bringing the stats to the Daily Ding tonight. I like that. And finally, hey, the Suns in Phoenix put the Raptors away 114-106. Mikal Bridges, big game, 29-3-6. Chris Paul with some clutch shot making at the end. He hit a three with about a minute 30 left that pushed this lead to four, which ultimately propelled the Suns to victory. And that is going to do it for today's show. Tampering is up next. Law, send us out.
Ding, ding.